Hey Tess, thank you for talking with me today about the 2X project.
Absolutely, Ed. Good to be here.
Before we get into some of the questions I had for you, why don't you tell us a little bit about your business? You know, what you do, what types of clients you work with, what type of work you do, just so folks understand who you are and where you're coming from.
Sure. I am a freelance copywriter and consultant, and I specialize in the construction industry. I started my business in August of 2007, right before the housing market crash. And I quickly saw that I needed to transition away from new home construction to helping new home construction builders to remodelers, because that's really the only work I could find. And today, I primarily work with residential construction folks. I do have some commercial contractors and engineers, but I would say the bulk of my business does come from the residential market.
Okay. Very cool. And I remember we connected several years ago. That resonated with me because I had had some experience in that world, and I thought it was really neat that you focus in that industry.
Sure. Well, that was my career prior to becoming a copywriter, was in the construction industry. So it was a natural fit to pull those connections and try to make a go of my business that way.
Which is very smart of you to do that. Of course, I'm sure you had your doubts when you entered the market right before it crashed, but you know that happens.
Yeah, I mean, timing definitely wasn't perfect, but no one saw that coming. So
Yeah,
you just kind of roll
exactly.
with it at that point.
So when you came across the 2X project, let's talk a little bit about that. How were things going in your business? You know, where were you in your business, and what challenges were you facing?
I was not in a good spot. I was having difficulty with cash flow. I think that was probably my biggest concern. When I came across the 2X project, we actually had just made a pretty big life decision with regards to my husband got out of the military. And we moved across the country, sold our house, sold most of our belongings, and so that he could go to school full time, use his GI Bill, and go to school full time. So we did have some of his retirement income, but any other income was coming from me and my business. And when I came across the 2X project, I was having some major cash flow issues, so I was quite concerned about where we would be financially. With me being the sole breadwinner for our family, it was quite daunting, actually.
So in terms of clients, I mean, and you had by that time, you and I engaged, let's see, it was last summer, actually no, late last year, right in the fall of 2014. And so you've been in business for a while. The market had recovered, but and so cash flow is an issue. Tell me about your clients. I mean, what was your client situation like?
My clients were, I mean, they're thankfully, when we moved across the country from Pennsylvania to Arizona, I had already at least established myself as being a go-to construction writer across the nation. So that helped. But what I was attracting was low-end clients who honestly couldn't afford professional services. So that's kind of where my business was, and I did have a couple of consistent clients who needed newsletters, let's say once a quarter, or blog articles every couple of months. But again, it was so sporadic and not really scheduled that really messed with my cash flow. Just because, for instance, one particular remodeling firm said that they wanted their newsletter every other month, it didn't necessarily mean that they actually were holding to that schedule, which really caused a log jam in work and also caused a lot of stress with cash flow. And then on top of that, these were very low-paying projects. So even if I got the cash in, it wasn't like it was, doing a whole lot for us financially.
Gotcha. Okay. So, you know, that's actually a good segue into my next question. That's a tough situation to be in, and then to look at an investment like the 2X project, because let's face it, it's not cheap. So I'm curious, why did you decide to enroll? You're in a spot that's financially difficult. You guys have moved cross-country. You're the sole breadwinner. Cash flow is an issue. You're about to make a big investment, or you're looking at making a big investment in the 2X project. What made you decide to do it?
Well, quite honestly, it was you. I mean, I had followed you and taken other courses with you, basically subscribed to every single one of your webinars and podcasts that I possibly could to try to glean information from you. And actually, your very first 2X project that you offered happened when we were in the process of moving, and I just knew that that would be too much, and I was very disappointed that I couldn't enroll then. So as soon as I saw that you were opening up the class again, I jumped all over it. My husband has been a long supporter of my career and the choices, you know, that we've made together for me to do this. And I told him about it, and he said, it's a no-brainer, go for it. So we actually borrowed money from our personal account, which was part of the money to pay that we got from our home sale and, you know, selling our belongings and stuff. And we invested it in this 2X project because I knew that I just needed that personal experience with you to be able to get myself over that hump. I 100% believe that if I invested in it, I would get the money back.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, I didn't know that story. I need to buy your husband a beer. You know, a lot of people underestimate the value of having a supportive spouse. Through anything like this. I mean, I'm not talking about the 2X project. I'm just talking about when you're self-employed. And that is great to hear that he's been so supportive.
Absolutely. I mean, he was the one who talked me into doing this business however many years ago. And again, everything that we've done, whether it's been his career or my career, has been by design. And I won't bore you with all those details, but I just knew that I needed what I was doing by myself, or learning through webinars or reading books, something wasn't connecting, something wasn't working. And I just knew that if I enrolled in the 2X project, got some personal coaching from you, worked with the others in the group through some, you know, through some challenges, I knew that I would get past that hump. I believed it 100%. That's why I invested.
So I know this is a journey, right? You never quite arrive. I really don't believe that. We're always moving. We're always trying to push ourselves and setting higher goals. But I'm curious, you know, you've been out of the program for a few months already. How has it helped you so far?
It's been tremendous. I have to say that the whole cash flow issue is no more. I mean, I don't have a ton of money in the bank, but cash flow is not a concern anymore. And that's been that way, I would say, since about February. So about 2 months into the project, the 2X project, I started, you know, having money so that if someone didn't pay me on time, I wasn't worried about paying myself or paying, you know, bills or anything like that. So that's been huge. Just not having that stress of cash flow has been tremendous. And I think the other big thing that's really happened since going through the 2X project for me personally is my confidence. I now believe that I am a good choice for these builders and remodelers who are looking to do online marketing, which is what I specialize in. And I believe that. And I think the power of attraction is helping with all of that, because now the better clients or the better people who are able to actually pay professional fees are coming to me. I'm no longer attracting those people that are trying to get, you know, something for nothing. I've elevated myself in the status that I, you know, that I represent online and through my own marketing efforts. I think those are the two biggest things that have come out of me going through the 2X project.
You know, and I'm curious because confidence is one of those things you can't teach someone, right? I can't create a lesson that says, okay, I'm going to show you how to have greater confidence. Now, have greater confidence. So I'm curious, can you identify maybe a couple of things that helped you boost your confidence through the program?
Well, yeah. One is, and this goes back to the cash flow issue, is I was botching up pricing. I was botching it up so bad that I actually didn't think I was worth what little I was asking. Because then you have a whole host of issues. You know, the clients that are looking for the cheap bargain are usually also your problem people. Whereas the ones that understand the value of hiring a professional to help them with their marketing efforts, they're also the ones that trust you to get it done right and pay on time and all those other things. So the first thing I learned from the 2X project was your pricing lessons and really just saying, oh my goodness, my prices are way too low. So that all helped with cash flow, because then I started elevating what I was charging to new clients coming in. And then because I was getting those new improved fees, I was feeling more confident that yes, I really am of value to this particular industry. So I think it all kind of goes together, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it really does. It kind of builds on itself. And once you're at a new level, that's your new normal. And so you start asking for more and you start expecting more, which creates a self-fulfilling prophecy, really, is what I keep seeing with people.
Right, right. And I think the other big thing was, I don't remember which lesson it was, but early on in the 2X project, you were talking about changing things on your website and how you word things will change what people see, and they'll almost start self-qualifying themselves to mm-hmm. say, yes, 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 this is the right person for me, this is the right writer for me, or right marketing consultant for me. And I did those things. It's a never-ending to-do list because I'm always finding new things to change. But I did some of those things, and in that process, I'm getting builders who have been following me, and when they finally want that new website written or they finally want that new collateral piece written, they're coming to me and they're already sold. So it's just a matter of, you know, hammering out the agreement, and the pricing usually isn't an issue, and we move forward on the project. It's very fast, which also has helped with my confidence as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. Right? You don't win every deal, but it's not about winning every deal. What I love about what you're saying is, you know, you have elevated yourself. You're asking for more. You're expecting more, and you're getting more. The way you've positioned yourself, I think, is really smart. And you're seeing that there is a segment of the market that's willing to pay more for expertise like yours.
Right. And before starting the 2X project, if you recall, one of the conversations we had was I wasn't sure that the residential construction market was the right fit for me.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't attracting those clients that understood the value of professional services. And in the 6, 7, 8 months, however long it's been since starting that program, now I see, oh my goodness, there really is a market that pays well for what I want to offer and what I can.
You know, and I'm curious, kind of a last question for you here. Some people listening to this are going to be on the fence, that they, maybe what they're hearing from you resonates with them. They might be in a very similar situation. So let's speak to that person, because I, you know, everyone's different. But assuming there's somebody out there who is experiencing some of what you were experiencing back then, they're on the fence, they're not really sure, they're really kind of stressing over the investment, the time commitment, all that stuff, you know, because it is a big commitment in every single way. What would you tell that person?
In short, don't wait, because if you're on that, if you're stuck, this program, at least for myself and some of the other students that I'm buddies with, it works. The investment really was hard for me to swallow, because of where I was in my life and all the life changes we were making. But it has already paid for itself. hands down. I have attracted better clients, and my confidence is so much better than it was 12 months ago. And I feel relaxed about my business. Like, I finally know that this is where that I can make a go of this, because this really can support my family and support our dream. And the 2X project was part of, was really the place where I got unstuck. So if someone is in a similar situation where they're really stuck and they're kind of questioning, should I continue doing freelance work or should I maybe go back to the corporate life and all of this stuff, I would say hands down, the 2X project is by far worth the investment, 100%.
Awesome. Hey, this is, it was great to hear from you, and thank you for sharing your story with me. I really appreciate you taking the time to do that, Tess.
Absolutely, and I hope that it can help, you know, others, because it really helps.